ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. What a beautiful, beautiful passage from Psalm 27, verse 4. Happy Sunday, this August the 23rd, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. So good to spend some time. Here we are. It is Sunday, the Lord's Day. In fact, every day should be the Lord's Day. Every day should be a day where we fall on our face and seek Him and gaze the beauty of the Lord. Well, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we are a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're going to be talking about the God of peace. You know, the Word of God says that He will supply us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Have you ever been in a situation where externally chaos is taking place, but internally, yeah, you're maybe a little nervous, but there's this sense of peace in the midst of all the chaos? Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. The God of peace, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. talking about the God of peace today on this Sunday, friend. I pray that you're doing well. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8 says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Well, author Gene Kerr said, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, it's just possible you haven't grasped the seriousness of the situation. Now, friend, that may be true, but there is another possibility. It may be that you are enjoying the peace of God that the Bible promises to all those who are in Christ Jesus and commit their concerns to God in prayer. Those people aren't naive. They recognize that serious situations need to be turned over to God. So surrender the wheel starting today.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Sorrow share.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Well, I hope your weekend is just filled with blessings and family time today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. You know, Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, once remarked, "There cannot be a crisis next week. My schedule is full." You know, sometimes we think like that when it comes to circumstances in our life. Amen. I mean, not now, God, we say. I just don't have time to deal with this. Anybody else like that? And you know what, friend? That is often God's point. I mean, he wants us to trust him when life seems beyond our control. When there's chaos, what better way than to allow something to come into our lives when our schedule is already full? And when that happens, we can turn to him and confess that he is able to see us through and provide that peace that surpasses all understanding. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And I'll tell you what, one of the great heroes of the faith is Hudson Taylor. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with him, Hudson Taylor led a great awakening in China, which actually still continues to some parts today. And at one point in his ministry, he was deeply distressed by many burdens. And as he prayed for strength to carry on, he actually came across Psalm 55:22, which says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." And suddenly this truth entered his heart, and he sprung to his feet and cried, "This fear-allaying truth has evaded me too long. I see it all now. If we are obeying the Lord and still run into difficulty, the heavy responsibility rests on him, not with us." Then he prayed, "Lord, you shall carry all the burden. At your bidding, I will go forward, leaving the results with you." Praise the Lord. When the burden lifted from his shoulders, Hudson Taylor went on to establish a great work in China. Friend, are you burdened today? Whatever your burden may be today, cast it upon the Lord, and he will carry it and overwhelm you with his peace and his power.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Oh, my infinite Father.
That's right. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I always enjoy catching up with you. In fact, I was just looking at the calendar the other day and realized that I've been with Great News Radio for 5.5 years. This is truly one of my all-time favorite jobs, and I love coming to work each and every week here at Great News Radio and spend some time with you, with Mark and friends every Thursday and right here on Sunday Worship as well. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to do what I love to do and serve the Lord and bless you each and every week. Well, I do thank you so much just for your time and your attention today. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org is my email address, or you can send me a note the old-fashioned way. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great rest of your weekend.